Hello and good day. Welcome back to Chapter 7 of our Teaching Gen Z Guide. Today, we will talk about social coherence competences. These skills are necessary to communicate successfully and amicably in a variety of social, professional, and international settings. In today's fast-paced, interconnected world, social coherence skills are more important than ever. These abilities enable individuals to communicate effectively, build relationships, and navigate both professional and personal interactions with confidence and ease. For educators, particularly Gen Z teachers, mastering social coherence skills is essential, not only for creating a supportive and engaging learning environment, but also for professional growth in an increasingly globalized and digital landscape. Growing up in the digital era has shaped the way millennials and Gen Z interact with the world. Technology, globalization, and instant access to information have redefined how people communicate, collaborate, and learn. As a result, social coherence skills are not just beneficial but fundamental to success in both personal and professional spheres.
In this chapter, we will highlight the six most important competencies which form the foundation of social coherence. As we have done it in the previous chapters, first we give you a short overview, and then we will go into the details of each of these skills. Number 1, self-regulation is the ability to manage emotions and behaviors in different contexts, allowing individuals to handle stressful situations while maintaining professionalism and focus. Whether dealing with students, colleagues, or challenging classroom dynamics, self-regulation ensures that teachers remain composed and effective. It also fosters resilience, goal setting, and positive interpersonal relationships, making it easier to navigate obstacles without becoming overwhelmed. Number 2, self-reliance is another crucial skill. It represents the ability to take initiative, make decisions, and problem-solve independently. In an unpredictable world where job markets and educational systems are constantly evolving, self-reliance helps individuals adapt, take ownership of their work, and respond proactively to change. Number 3, one of the most essential elements of social coherence is building trust. Trust is the foundation of successful relationships, both in personal and professional settings. For Gen Z teachers, this means establishing trust with students, colleagues, and within professional networks. In a world where teamwork often takes place virtually and across cultural boundaries, the ability to build and sustain trust is key to long-term success and collaboration. Number 4, closely linked to trust is cross-cultural competency. Diversity is a defining characteristic of the modern classroom, and teachers interact with students from a variety of cultural, linguistic, and social backgrounds. The ability to communicate effectively, respect differing viewpoints, and work inclusively ensures that learning environments are welcoming, equitable, and enriching for all students. Cross-cultural competency is also vital in the broader professional world, where collaboration often occurs across borders. Number 5, another indispensable skill is inquiry, the ability to ask critical questions, evaluate information, and make informed decisions. In a digital landscape flooded with information, the ability to distinguish credible sources from misinformation is essential. Inquiry skills empower teachers to navigate media, research effectively, and model critical thinking for their students, ensuring that learning remains evidence-based and informed. And finally, number 6, digital proficiency is another cornerstone of social coherence. As digital natives, Gen Z teachers seamlessly use technology for communication, research, and content creation. Digital literacy goes beyond basic tech skills. It includes understanding how to manage digital information, engage responsibly in online spaces, and leverage technology for educational and professional success. With the blurring of virtual and real-world interactions, being digitally competent is crucial for staying connected and advancing in the modern workplace.
Why do social coherence skills matter for Gen Z teachers? Social coherence skills are not just valuable, they are essential for navigating today's dynamic professional landscape. In the workplace, these abilities help educators manage team dynamics, lead diverse groups, and build strong, collaborative relationships. As teachers take on leadership roles, the ability to self-manage, foster trust, and work effectively with culturally diverse teams becomes increasingly important. Beyond professional success, these skills support personal development, enabling individuals to navigate life's challenges with confidence and resilience. Whether adapting to change, handling conflicts, or building meaningful relationships, social coherence fosters independence, self-awareness, and emotional intelligence. Social coherence also plays a critical role in global citizenship. More than any previous generation, millennials and Gen Z are engaged in global issues, from climate change to social justice. Their ability to ask questions, communicate across cultures, and participate in global conversations enables them to actively contribute to meaningful change. By cultivating social coherence, Gen Z teachers equip themselves with the skills needed to lead, collaborate, and thrive in an ever-evolving world. Okay, enough introduction. Let's dive into the details.
First, we will talk about self-regulation, or navigating challenges with control and resilience. In a world where technology, information, and social interactions move at lightning speed, self-regulation is an essential skill for educators, particularly those from Generation Z. Teaching in a digital era means balancing constant connectivity, shifting work environments, and the ever-present influence of social media. Self-regulation is the ability to manage emotions, behaviors, and thoughts in a way that supports long-term goals, allowing educators to navigate these complexities with confidence and resilience. At its core, self-regulation consists of three key elements: emotional regulation, impulse control, and self-discipline. These components work together to help individuals stay focused, manage stress, resist distractions, and persist in the face of challenges. Emotional regulation is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage emotional responses effectively. Teaching can be a stressful profession. Students, parents, colleagues, and institutional demands all contribute to an environment where frustration, anxiety, and pressure are common. Educators who develop strong emotional regulation skills are better equipped to handle these stresses, maintain mental well-being, and foster positive relationships in and outside the classroom. Impulse control is the capacity to pause and reflect before reacting. In a world of instant gratification, social media notifications, and rapid responses, being able to stop, think, and make deliberate choices is more important than ever. For teachers, this means resisting distractions, staying focused on long-term goals, and responding to challenges with thoughtful decisions rather than emotional reactions. Self-discipline is closely tied to impulse control but focuses more on prioritizing long-term success over immediate gratification. It requires persistence and commitment, helping educators stay motivated, complete tasks efficiently, and remain consistent in their teaching strategies and professional growth.
Why is self-regulation important for Gen Z teachers? The ability to self-regulate is particularly critical for educators navigating the demands of modern teaching. One of the biggest challenges of working in a hyper-connected, information-rich world is managing information overload. With endless access to data, news, and online resources, it can be difficult to filter out what is truly important. Self-regulation helps teachers focus on what matters most, avoid distractions, and make informed decisions without feeling overwhelmed. The workplace is also changing, with increasing flexibility, remote learning environments, and digital tools transforming education. This shift requires strong time management and the ability to work independently without direct supervision. Teachers who can self-regulate are better equipped to manage deadlines, structure their work, and maintain productivity in evolving educational settings. Beyond personal productivity, self-regulation enhances emotional intelligence, a skill that is essential for collaborative teamwork and effective leadership. By managing their own emotions and understanding the emotions of others, teachers can build stronger relationships with students, colleagues, and parents, creating a more positive, empathetic learning environment.
Perhaps one of the greatest challenges for Gen Z educators is managing digital distractions. Constant access to devices, social media, and online interactions can lead to digital fatigue and reduced focus. Self-regulation helps teachers set healthy boundaries, establish limits on technology use, and create space for meaningful offline interactions, ensuring they can stay engaged, recharge, and maintain their overall well-being. Self-regulation isn't about suppressing emotions or avoiding challenges, it's about developing the awareness and strategies needed to manage them effectively. By cultivating this skill, Gen Z teachers enhance their resilience, improve their professional performance, and create a balanced, fulfilling approach to both work and life. In an ever-changing world, the ability to stay grounded, make thoughtful decisions, and maintain focus is what sets successful educators apart.
The second skill in this chapter is self-reliance. It gives you the power of independence in a changing world. Self-reliance, the ability to trust in one's own abilities, make independent decisions, and navigate challenges without excessive external dependence, is an essential skill in today's fast-changing world. With rapid technological advancements, shifting economic conditions, and evolving job markets, developing self-sufficiency is no longer just an advantage, it's a necessity. For teachers, particularly those from Generation Z, self-reliance is a cornerstone of professional growth, personal development, and effective leadership in the classroom. At its core, self-reliance is about confidence and responsibility. It means taking charge of one's actions, managing emotions independently, making informed decisions, and learning from mistakes. Being self-reliant does not mean avoiding collaboration or refusing help, it means knowing when to seek support while maintaining the ability to navigate challenges autonomously. One of the most important aspects of self-reliance is emotional independence. This refers to the ability to manage emotions without overly relying on external validation. In a demanding profession like teaching, where feedback from students, parents, and colleagues can vary widely, emotional independence helps educators stay grounded, confident, and resilient in the face of criticism or challenges. Another critical component is financial independence. Managing personal finances effectively, through budgeting, saving, and making informed financial decisions, provides stability and freedom, allowing individuals to focus on their careers and personal goals without unnecessary stress. Perhaps the most defining characteristic of self-reliance is decision-making autonomy. In a world where peer influence, cultural expectations, and digital media constantly shape opinions, the ability to assess situations critically, trust one's judgment, and make independent choices is crucial. This skill is particularly relevant for educators, who must make daily decisions that impact their students, classroom dynamics, and teaching strategies.
Why is self-reliance so important for Gen Z teachers? The importance of self-reliance is especially evident in several unique challenges faced by Gen Z educators. Economic uncertainty makes personal financial management essential, ensuring that teachers can navigate fluctuating job markets and plan for long-term stability. Technological advancements also demand continuous learning. The rapid pace of change means that waiting for formal training is not always an option. Self-reliant educators take the initiative to learn new skills, explore digital tools, and stay updated on industry trends, ensuring they remain effective and relevant. As traditional social structures evolve, many young professionals follow unconventional career paths or explore new ways of balancing work and personal life. Teaching itself is changing, with flexible learning models, remote education, and interdisciplinary approaches becoming more common. Navigating these changes requires adaptability and a strong sense of self-sufficiency. Globalization has also made the world more interconnected than ever, exposing individuals to diverse cultures, perspectives, and international opportunities. The ability to function autonomously in multicultural, cross-border environments allows teachers to engage with students from varied backgrounds while broadening their own professional and personal horizons.
In a professional setting, self-reliance empowers teachers to proactively manage their careers, seek growth opportunities, and adapt to changes in the education landscape. Instead of waiting for promotions or structured development programs, self-reliant educators take the initiative to enhance their skills, build networks, and explore new teaching methodologies. In personal relationships, self-reliance fosters healthy, balanced interactions where mutual support replaces unilateral dependence. Teachers who practice self-reliance build strong, respectful relationships with students, colleagues, and peers, creating an environment of shared learning rather than hierarchical control. Beyond the workplace, self-reliance extends to active community engagement. It allows individuals to address societal issues based on personal values and informed judgments rather than simply following trends or external pressures. This kind of independent thinking is crucial for shaping meaningful contributions to society. Self-reliance is not about isolation, it's about developing confidence, independence, and the ability to navigate challenges with resilience. For Gen Z teachers, mastering this skill means taking control of their careers, making thoughtful decisions, and setting an example for their students. By fostering self-reliance, educators not only enhance their own professional success but also empower their students to do the same, shaping a generation of learners who are independent, adaptable, and prepared for the future.
Now we come to building trust, or strengthening connections in a digital age. In an era where much of our personal and professional communication happens online, trust remains the foundation of meaningful relationships. While digital communication allows for instant connections and collaboration across borders, it also challenges traditional notions of trust and intimacy. For Gen Z teachers, mastering the art of trust building is crucial, whether in the classroom, among colleagues, or in leadership roles. Trust is more than just being reliable, it requires active engagement in behaviors that demonstrate honesty, transparency, and mutual respect. When trust is present, connections deepen, collaboration improves, and leadership becomes more effective. One of the most essential components of trust is communication. Transparent, honest, and candid dialogue ensures that people feel acknowledged and understood. In a teaching context, clear communication between educators and students builds a classroom environment where students feel safe to express themselves and participate fully. Consistency also plays a key role. Trust is built over time, and people rely on predictability in actions and behaviors. A teacher who follows through on commitments, remains fair in decision-making, and upholds classroom rules consistently fosters an atmosphere where students feel secure and respected. Empathy is another crucial trust-building element. Understanding and acknowledging the emotions and experiences of others strengthens relationships. A teacher who listens without judgment, recognizes students' struggles, and offers support helps establish deep and meaningful connections with learners. At the heart of trust is integrity. Acting with honesty and strong ethical principles, even in challenging situations, shows credibility and moral leadership. Students and colleagues trust educators who align their words with their actions, demonstrating that they mean what they say.
Why does trust matter for Gen Z teachers? Building trust is essential for navigating today's rapidly evolving educational and professional landscape. The nature of workplace dynamics has changed. Modern work environments are more collaborative and flexible, requiring strong interpersonal relationships to ensure effective teamwork. Trust allows for open dialogue, reduces conflict, and increases job satisfaction. Digital communication presents another trust-building challenge. Without face-to-face interactions, sincerity and authenticity must come across through emails, messages, and online interactions. Gen Z educators must develop the ability to convey trustworthiness through written communication, ensuring that their tone and intent remain clear. As educators take on leadership roles, the ability to foster trust within a team or classroom becomes even more critical. The shift toward horizontal leadership structures, where collaboration and participation are emphasized over strict hierarchy, makes trust the foundation of effective leadership and mentorship. When students trust their teacher, they are more engaged, more willing to take academic risks, and more likely to embrace learning as a shared journey. Trust building is also crucial in global interactions. With education and communication extending across cultural and national borders, teachers frequently engage with diverse perspectives, traditions, and worldviews. Establishing trust in these cross-cultural contexts reduces misunderstandings, strengthens collaboration, and fosters inclusive environments.
In the classroom, trust is what creates an inclusive and engaging space for learning. A teacher who encourages open discussions, validates student contributions, and ensures fairness in grading and discipline fosters an environment where students feel safe to express ideas, ask questions, and take intellectual risks. In personal relationships, trust is essential for deep and meaningful connections. Whether in friendships, mentorships, or professional collaborations, consistently engaging in honest, respectful interactions builds stronger relationships over time. Online and digital interactions require a different approach to trust building. Since tone and intent can sometimes be misinterpreted in written messages, it is important to be mindful of how digital communication is perceived. Maintaining a consistent and authentic online presence and customizing messages to reflect sincerity and clarity help strengthen trust even in virtual spaces. Trust is the foundation of meaningful relationships. Building trust is a continuous process. It takes time, effort, and consistent integrity in actions and words. For Gen Z teachers, trust building is not just about establishing strong relationships with students, but also about navigating digital communication, leading collaborative teams, and engaging in cross-cultural interactions effectively. By prioritizing communication, consistency, empathy, and integrity, educators create environments where learning, collaboration, and professional relationships flourish. Trust isn't built overnight, but when nurtured, it forms the bedrock of successful and impactful teaching.
And now we come to cross-cultural competence. In today's interconnected and diverse world, the ability to navigate cross-cultural interactions is a critical skill for educators. Whether in the classroom, the workplace, or social environments, teachers regularly engage with individuals from varied cultural backgrounds, making cross-cultural competence essential for fostering understanding, collaboration, and inclusion. C. Cross-cultural competence goes beyond simply interacting with people from different backgrounds. It requires an awareness of how cultural factors influence behaviors, beliefs, and values. It also involves skills such as effective communication, adaptability, and conflict resolution, as well as attitudes of openness, respect, and curiosity. For Gen Z teachers, who are often described as the most globally connected generation in history, developing cross-cultural awareness is not just beneficial, it is a necessity for personal and professional success. To be truly cross-culturally competent, educators must go beyond superficial interactions and stereotypes. It is not enough to recognize that cultures are different, rather, it is about understanding why these differences exist and how they shape perspectives, communication styles, and social norms. Cross-cultural competence is built on three pillars. Pillar 1 is knowledge, understanding cultural customs, traditions, and societal norms that shape people's behaviors and interactions. Pillar 2 concerns skills, developing communication techniques, active listening, and the ability to navigate conflicts and misunderstandings that may arise in culturally diverse settings. Pillar 3 is about attitudes, cultivating openness, respect, and a willingness to challenge one's own biases and assumptions. These competences allow teachers to create inclusive learning environments, foster meaningful relationships with students, and engage more effectively in global conversations.
Why are cross-cultural competences important for Gen Z teachers? Gen Z educators live in a world where cross-cultural interactions are a daily reality, whether through travel, global media, multicultural workplaces, or digital networks. The digital era has blurred geographic boundaries, making international engagement more accessible than ever. For this reason, cross-cultural knowledge is not just an advantage, it is imperative. Strong cross-cultural skills can enhance career opportunities, improve teamwork, and broaden perspectives on global issues. A teacher with cross-cultural competence is better equipped to engage with diverse student populations, understand different learning styles, and create lessons that resonate across cultures. However, developing these competencies comes with challenges. It requires ongoing effort and self-reflection, as well as the willingness to question deep-seated beliefs and assumptions. One of the biggest pitfalls is oversimplification, the tendency to rely on stereotypes instead of genuine understanding. True cultural awareness requires going beyond generalizations and actively seeking nuanced perspectives.
For teachers, cross-cultural competency enhances global employability. Education is no longer confined to national borders, whether through international programs, digital classrooms, or cross-border collaborations, teachers with strong cultural awareness are highly valued. In the classroom, this competency helps create more inclusive and dynamic learning environments. When teachers understand and respect different cultural perspectives, they can adjust their teaching strategies to meet the needs of a diverse student body, fostering a sense of belonging and engagement. Beyond professional settings, cross-cultural competence enriches personal experiences by broadening perspectives, improving relationships, and fostering greater empathy. It promotes tolerance, understanding, and social cohesion, making communities more inclusive and interconnected. In an era of global migration, digital connectivity, and increasing multiculturalism, the ability to communicate across cultures is a defining skill for educators. By developing deep cultural awareness, adaptive communication strategies, and an open-minded approach, Gen Z teachers can lead the way in fostering understanding, inclusion, and collaboration, both in education and in society as a whole.
After cross-cultural competencies, we come now to inquiry skills, or the art of asking, thinking, and learning. Inquiry skills are more than just a way to gather knowledge, they shape how we question, analyze, and interpret the world. For teachers, especially those working with Generation Z students, these skills are essential in helping young learners navigate an era of unlimited information, rapid technological shifts, and evolving learning styles. At the heart of inquiry is the ability to ask meaningful questions and to approach learning as an ongoing, dynamic process rather than a search for quick answers. In today's digital world, access to information is instant, but the challenge lies in identifying what is accurate, relevant, and useful. Effective inquiry means not just finding information, but knowing how to evaluate its credibility, cross-check sources, and synthesize findings into meaningful insights. For educators, mastering inquiry skills means engaging with knowledge in a way that is critical, reflective, and open-ended. Teaching is no longer just about delivering facts, it is about guiding students in developing their own ability to think critically, ask the right questions, and explore diverse perspectives. A teacher who models inquiry in the classroom creates an environment where curiosity thrives and where students feel empowered to seek knowledge beyond textbooks and predefined answers.
Yet, fostering strong inquiry skills is not without its challenges. The ease of accessing information online often leads to superficial research habits, where students quickly skim for answers rather than engaging in deeper exploration. This tendency can create an over-reliance on search engines and digital tools, making it difficult for students to develop patience and persistence in problem-solving. At the same time, critical thinking is more necessary than ever, as misinformation and bias are widespread, requiring a careful and discerning approach to learning. Teachers play a key role in helping students go beyond surface-level understanding, analyze different perspectives, and build well-founded opinions based on evidence and reasoning. Developing inquiry skills also means learning to adapt and grow in a fast-changing world. Education today is not static. New teaching methods, technologies, and global developments require teachers to constantly evolve, question their own approaches, and embrace lifelong learning. A teacher who actively cultivates inquiry is not only enhancing their own professional development, but also equipping students with the skills they need to navigate a future that will demand flexibility, curiosity, and independent thinking. The impact of strong inquiry skills goes beyond academics. It shapes communication, decision-making, and the ability to solve real-world problems. A teacher who engages in meaningful inquiry enhances classroom discussions, builds a culture of questioning and exploration, and creates opportunities for students to take ownership of their learning. Whether in research, creative problem-solving, or professional collaboration, the ability to ask, analyze, and think critically is a skill that defines success in every area of life. In a world overflowing with information, knowing how to ask the right questions and find meaningful answers is more valuable than ever. For educators, embracing inquiry is not just about teaching students how to learn, but inspiring them to love learning itself.
The last skill in this cluster concerns digital media competences. In today's digital landscape, being proficient in digital media is no longer just an advantage, it is a necessity. For Generation Z educators, digital skills shape how they teach, learn, communicate, and engage with the world. From professional development to classroom instruction and personal growth, digital literacy plays a crucial role in navigating the opportunities and challenges of a hyper-connected society. At its core, digital media competency is about more than just knowing how to use technology. It involves understanding, analyzing, evaluating, and creating digital content in a responsible and meaningful way. It's about being able to navigate online platforms efficiently, differentiate between reliable and misleading information, and use digital tools for collaboration, creativity, and problem solving. A teacher who possesses strong digital media skills is not only more adaptable in their profession but also better prepared to equip students with the competences they need to succeed in an increasingly digital world. One of the most fundamental aspects of digital competence is technical proficiency. This means having the ability to use digital tools and platforms effectively, whether it's for classroom management, content creation, or professional networking. While many Gen Z educators are comfortable with technology, true digital literacy goes beyond casual use. It involves knowing how to optimize tools for productivity, streamline workflows, and integrate digital solutions into education in innovative ways.
However, technology is only as powerful as the critical thinking skills applied to it. With a constant stream of online content, social media updates, and algorithm-driven news, it is crucial to analyze information critically, assess sources for credibility, and distinguish between fact and opinion. The ability to think critically about digital media is what prevents misinformation from spreading and ensures that knowledge remains evidence-based and reliable. B. Beyond consuming information, digital literacy also involves creating content, whether through text, images, video, or interactive presentations. Teachers today don't just deliver lessons, they engage students through digital storytelling, multimedia projects, and interactive resources. The ability to produce engaging, high-quality digital content enhances teaching effectiveness and allows educators to connect with students in dynamic and meaningful ways. Digital competence is also about communication and collaboration. In an era where global interaction is the norm, knowing how to effectively communicate across digital channels, collaborate on projects remotely, and engage with different audiences is an essential skill. Educators who embrace digital collaboration tools can create more inclusive, engaging, and interactive learning environments that reflect the realities of today's professional and social landscapes.
Perhaps one of the most critical aspects of digital literacy is digital safety and ethics. The rise of cyber threats, online privacy concerns, and ethical dilemmas in the digital space means that teachers must not only protect their own personal data but also educate students on responsible digital behavior. Understanding cybersecurity, online privacy, and ethical considerations in digital communication ensures that educators can navigate the digital world safely and set a positive example for their students. Despite being considered digital natives, many Gen Z individuals still face challenges in achieving full digital literacy. The overwhelming amount of online information can make it difficult to filter out what is relevant, accurate, and useful. Security risks, including hacking, data breaches, and identity theft, are growing concerns, requiring individuals to stay vigilant about online safety practices. Additionally, ethical dilemmas surrounding misinformation, digital privacy, and online rights are becoming increasingly complex, making it essential for educators to stay informed and exercise responsible digital citizenship. For Gen Z teachers, mastering digital media competence means more than keeping up with technology, it means leveraging it to enhance learning, professional growth, and civic engagement. Digital platforms offer unprecedented access to global knowledge, networking opportunities, and tools for innovation. They also provide a powerful space for social and political activism, giving individuals a platform to voice their opinions and contribute to meaningful discussions. Ultimately, being digitally competent is about taking control of technology rather than being controlled by it. For educators, it means leading by example, teaching students how to engage responsibly with digital media and using technology to create meaningful, impactful learning experiences. In a world where digital engagement shapes nearly every aspect of life, those who master digital literacy will not only keep pace with change, but will drive it forward. We have come now to the end of this chapter and hope you found it interesting and useful. There is one more chapter waiting for you. It is about digital skills. This skills cluster refers to the digital competences to enable learners to participate actively in life, in school, and in work in the digital age. We are looking forward to meet you there soon.